This is Agent Insights, sponsored by Garden State Mortgage, where we dive into real estate strategies and real stories to help real estate agents grow and thrive. Today, we're talking all things networking with Blorenda Spahiu, a real estate agent who's turned meeting new people into a cornerstone of her business growth. In this episode, we'll discuss her approach to building authentic relationships, how to stay top of mind, and turn connections into not just closings, but personal relationships. Whether you're new to real estate or looking to expand your influence, Blorenda shares practical tips, the mindset shifts needed to help grow your network and your business.
This podcast is for industry professionals and is not meant for or authorized for consumer distribution. It is for educational and entertainment purposes and should not be construed as legal, financial, or real estate advice. The views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the host, the podcast, its sponsors, or affiliates.
Let's get to it. So we are here with the Queen Bee. Lorenda's joined us. So first of all, thank you for being here.
Happy to be here.
So going on 10 years in the industry.
Oof, that's, what?
That's very exciting. You're in the Northern New Jersey market.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
So originally, the way I got started is I did a lot of investments. So I was predominantly just short sales. So I would work with a lot of clients that were underwater on their property and kind of help them get out of that situation. And a little bit was me also investing. And I worked with a group of people. But once like 2018 rolled around and everyone's like, I could do a short sale, I could do a short sale, it started to get a little bit, you know, more difficult to kind of use that as my niche. Mm-hmm. So I expanded to like residential stuff.
Okay.
I mean, I honestly love working with like buyers and sellers now. So it's good.
Yeah. So I'm sure that day one of being licensed versus today is your 3,431st day of being licensed. I'm sure they look very different. I did the math on that.
Where did you even find that info?
It's all public information, the license.
So, yeah, I guess that's true.
I believe it was December of 2015. Does that sound about right?
Nice. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that sounds right. How does day one look different from today? What's the biggest difference? What have you learned along the way? Just a general overview.
I mean, I've literally learned so much. Even when I was doing the short sales, for example, if I knew what I knew now in terms of like keeping a database, I think I'd be in a very different position. But you live and you learn, and I'm happy where I'm at now. But I've definitely learned a lot through the years.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about real estate is like nothing's ever the same because I get bored very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's definitely, especially going from short sales to
residential,
sale, if you will, can be different. So what we wanted to talk a bit about today, one of the spokes in your wheel is networking. So you've gotten very involved in a few different organizations.
Yeah.
Can you share what that looks like?
Yeah. So I'm on the ALC in our office, which is our leadership council. So I very much like to help the newer agents that come in because I know that when I first started, I didn't know where to go or what to do. Mm-hmm. I was with a different brokerage at the time, so it was really just kind of just me, and I felt very alone. Now when new agents come in, I love to kind of show them like what I do, how I call leads, what my day looks like, just to kind of help them get, you know, kickstarted, because you do want somebody that you can look to for guidance and help. And I started to find that a lot in 2018, like when I joined KW. It was a little bit more of, you know, there was collaboration going on, agents in the office. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed that. Like, I'm a collaborative kind of person. I like to be on a call. And if I mess up, like, I want somebody to be like, oh, okay, like, you messed up. Like, I would have said, like, X, Y, Z, right? Because that's the only way you know how to grow.
Yeah.
And I have my own office in my office. So, you know, I like to have people there. I like to collaborate, kind of bounce things off of each other. And I'm also part of the Young Professionals Network within our within KW. So that's been a huge networking factor that has worked for me.
Mm-hmm. And that's an agent-based organization?
Yes, it is. So we have individual chapters, but we're also like nationwide. So a big thing, something that I work with and like last year has worked heavily for me is that I go to like all the major conferences, and that's where all of like the YP members kind of get together, regroup. And again, just like anything else, you get to know them, you get to learn their business, you see like whose personalities matches with who. And we really just refer business to business from like out of state. So that's been a huge factor for me last year. And it's helped me grow my business.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because, you know, it sounds like some of these are very agent to agent based, which, you know, newer agents might think, hey, that, you know, another agent's going to be my competition. Why would I want to network with other agents?
Right. Yeah.
You know, what has that meant for your business? I know you mentioned referral opportunities, business growth, things like that.
I mean, it's for me, it's tremendous. Right. Also, they're your colleagues. Right. So, yes, there's competition, but you're also working and speaking with other people. You connect with other people. I'm not going to connect with every individual. Right. So my personality is like a high D level. Right. Mm-hmm. So I really connect with those that are ready to go on the move. Just tell me what I need to do. Get it done. Individual. That's not to say I can't work with other people. Right. Because obviously, like, I want to learn and, you know, learn how to connect with those individuals as well. But, you know, for the most part, it's a healthy competition. It's really more of your mindset, how you're talking.
I think cooperation is the amalgamation of the two words.
Yes,
right?
I actually love that word.
You're cooperating because, you know, it takes two sides to every deal pretty much, you know.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And listen, there's a buyer that wants to buy and a seller that wants to sell, right? There should be a mutual, you know, respect there. And, you know, just like any other company, like where you work, you have your colleagues, you guys get along, mm-hmm. like things happen. I've never really seen it as like a competition thing, right? Because mm-hmm. you're always looking to collaborate and grow. And I would never, ever steal another agent's, you know, client, right? That's just not, that's not how I work. There's plenty of business out there. And I think it's important to cultivate those relationships. So I actually refer even in state. So right now I have a client that was looking in Middlesex County. Mm-hmm. I really just can't make it out there anymore. It's, you know, he's got a hectic schedule. I have a hectic schedule and it doesn't really benefit him for me to be showing him the properties. So I referred him to an agent I know out there and mm-hmm. I know that she will kill it for me and like make sure that he gets taken care of. Yeah. So, and again, that's an hour away, right? Mm-hmm. It's an easy connect. I know that person. I know that she's got a similar business mindset to me. So I know that she's the right fit. Gotcha. And that's why talking to agents, working with them, you know, when you have a good transaction, you keep that connection going, you know? So that's worked tremendously for me.
Okay. And one of the things you had mentioned just a minute ago, and we hear it pretty often from other agents, is that, you know, real estate, while it is people based and it is, you know, mm-hmm. relationship based, it can be very isolating at times. What has networking meant for you on that personal level as far as, mm-hmm. You know, personal relationships? Have they come out of that? You know, what does that look like?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, throughout the years, you meet like a ton of people. And one of the things, a lot of my closest friends now are like either real estate agents, lenders, title companies. Like they've really become, you know, what I like to call my tribe. Mm-hmm. They're very important to me. And like I said, if I need dinner or something, it's probably with one of those people. And again, you meet a ton of people and then you find out you connect with them like left and right. My Young Professionals Network, for example, I really look forward to those summits or conferences because again, they're like my second family. And when we go, we hang out, we learn, we grow. And they're really just a great, great time. Right? You have a little bit of personal time, too, that you get to enjoy. Yeah.
No, it's business all the time with Lorenzo.
Business 24/7. No. But I really, really do. Like, they're so close to me. Like, and I don't know what I would do without them, honestly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I can't imagine, you know, being alone in this industry or thinking that you have to do everything alone, because that's really not the case at all.
Yeah, kind of building that support network on a personal level definitely helps with the business side.
Yes. And again, it's not that you're not going to have that connection with everybody, but, you know, truly, like I have found my tribe. Like there's a small group of people that I trust immensely. Like we work together, we collaborate together, and I wouldn't change that for the world.
Yeah. So how would you recommend that agents begin to kind of build out that network, those relationships? You know, I guess it tends to start maybe more on the business connection side than can turn personal. But, you know, how would one go about, you know, finding their own tribe, you know, connecting with, whether it's on the lender side, whether it's on home inspectors or insurance agents, you know, all the things that it takes a village to get to the finish line.
Yes.
How would people kind of go about that?
Well, I would say that you definitely need to like plug into your brokerage, right? See what they're offering in terms of like events or happy hours. You know, you can do like look up things on Eventbrite. I'm okay with going to things alone, and I'll walk up to somebody and just say, you know, hi. Not everybody's like that. So if you need like a little buddy system, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be in real estate, but if there's, you want to go to something, and even if it's like a family or a friend or family member, there's a ton of things that you can go to for free. And just, you know, kind of go there, check it out, see. There's always professionals that want to do business, right? Moving companies, inspectors, like you said, attorneys, right? If you want to go to an attorney's office, introduce yourself, right? Listen, not everything's going to stick, right? In this business, like, you're going to have to deal with a lot of rejection until somebody says yes to you.
Yeah.
But for me, that one yes is a dopamine hit. So I love that. And, you know, just like I said, go to networking events, meet people. I have a very close friend of mine. She's a realtor, and we were at the same brokerage, like, in the beginning. Our team leader said, I think you guys would hit it off, like, phenomenally. And she couldn't have been more right. And she left to a different brokerage. We probably talk, like, 3 or 4 times a week. And it's just, again, there's not that competition there. There's that love, that growth. And I don't do rentals. So recently she actually did a rental for me. And again, that's a referral to referral business. We're in the same area, but I don't do rentals. And she rented it out in a day, which I truly appreciate from her. But I knew she was the right person for that job.
Yeah, finding the right people to kind of take that. So what are some common mistakes? Obviously, you know, you go to these big events and, you know, there could be either a dozen people, there could be hundreds of people.
Yeah.
What are some common mistakes that you maybe did yourself, but you see other newer agents doing now?
Well, definitely sitting in a corner and just watching is not the best way to do it. I would say, you know, like I said, just even if you're just, you know, standing around, maybe just listening to what people are saying, if you don't feel comfortable, like just going up to somebody saying hi. Again, you'll find somebody that you connect with, right? Because you're, sometimes it's like an awkward conversation. You're like, oh, I don't know how to like leave this. But, you know, you just kind of, listen, there's going to be that uncomfortability, right? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Another thing is maybe just talking solely about yourself to a group of people, right? I think people want to feel like you care or you're interested in them.
Engaged on some level, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, ask more questions. Mm-hmm. Don't really talk about yourself like me. Like, get to learn about them. And you'll probably find some type of common ground at that point. So those are like two things I would probably say.
Yeah, so a lot of success is determined in the follow-up.
Yeah.
How do you kind of either reconnect or stay connected with individuals or new referral partners after an event or after a one-on-one meeting?
Yeah. So after I meet them, I always like text them saying, hey, it was like great meeting you. Like, and I'll say like, let's grab lunch or coffee or something, just depending on like what the schedule is. Usually coffee, because it's a little bit quicker and our schedules are tight. Yeah. But once you start to formulate, and I'll always give somebody like a shot, for example, an inspector. I met one that my clients actually ended up hiring, and I thought that he did a great job. We connected and we stayed in touch. And although I was still using a different inspector, he still kept following up with me. He said, hey, like, how's it going? This and that, which was great, right? And we stayed connected, and now he's actually my preferred inspector.
Yeah.
And I recommend him to all my other, you know, colleagues. Because when somebody does a good job and you talk them up, that like that in turn then gives them like that business, because I don't really say, you know, it's hard to recommend people sometimes, but 100%. You know, when you get like a good person, I have no problems like connecting or recommending that person. And if it's somebody that I don't speak to often, I will call like monthly just to kind of check in. And then I'm on social media all the time, so I'm always engaging with them, responding to their stories or responding to their posts. So that's like a little touch there.
Yeah, which, you know, I'm just sure they appreciate too, because then they're getting that interaction on there. They're getting the engagement.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and it benefits both sides. So, it kind of works. I'm really big on Instagram. So like I'll constantly be on, and like my clients follow me, so I'm constantly engaged.
Yeah, everybody follows you, right?
I don't have as many followers as I want.
We'll plug your info at the end there. But
okay, thank you.
Can you share like some sort of success story where networking led to either a positive or lasting relationship?
So I think a year ago, actually a little over a year ago now, I went to an event that one of my coworkers invited me to, and it was a happy hour for a lender. And he kind of had this like magician or illusionist. I forget what he is, but it was super, super cool. So that was like the one main thing that like I remembered. And to be honest, I didn't really like remember anything else from the event, but he kept following up with me. And I had somebody at that time that I was working with exclusively. So I was I'm not going to do that.
You didn't want to date. You just wanted
I wasn't dating. Yeah. No, I'm pretty committed. I'm a commitment person. Yeah. So I was like, no. But then again, he kept like following up and I said, okay, great. And he has actually a really great following. So a lot of people were saying, you know, give him a chance.
Validation.
Right. So I was getting that validation. Yeah. And I finally did a great job. And now it's, you know, he's actually one of my partners on, you know, a business venture that we have.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So if you could give, say, one piece of advice to maybe a newer agent, someone who they really want to kind of level it up. I know it's a difficult market in our area. It may not be the same in the rest of the country, but, you know, New Jersey can be a very difficult market. You know, no matter what the market is, what is one thing that you can do, whether it's, you know, hey, from day one, I know you mentioned earlier, hey, I wish I started my database. I really wish that I kind of fed that. Is it something like that? Is there anything else?
I mean, the other thing, like I said, in terms of networking, so I would just say show up, let people see you, let people know who you are. Because when I first joined my office, right, they didn't really know who I was because I came from Union County at that point. And we had the bullpen upstairs. I was there every single day from 8:30 to 12, right? And some of the top agents started to notice me because I was there every single day. And you know, I think I've built that, right? And obviously, like, the top agents, when they start to recognize you, they're like, okay, this person's, like, making that effort, right? So when my name then comes across on one of their offers, they're more likely to give that to me, right? Mm-hmm. And there's another agent in my office who, when I first got there, I submitted an offer, you know, in Paramus. It ended up being a great transaction. Her and I became extremely close. We work with the same lender. Mm-hmm. So it was just that really great connection. It's just really like putting yourself out there, let people see you and let people know who you are. Because that has helped me in terms of my getting my offers accepted, right? Because I do well in terms of consulting with my clients. Mm-hmm. When I submit the offers and they know that it's coming from me, they know that it's going to get done because they see the same people. Like I have my dream team and I really, I would not change them for the world, but they have to stay on their toes, right? So,
and it's a well-written contract. There's not missing pieces and stuff like that. Cause you always hear that from listing agents there. I was going to accept the offer, but it was missing half of the information. And you know,
that's a pet peeve of mine too. So I definitely fill everything in. I have a cover letter.
Your paperwork.
Yes. Fill out your paperwork. That's for sure. Do not anything sloppy. I'm just going to nix right away. Mm-hmm. Or I'm gonna tell my sellers that, you know, that shows a little bit of your personality.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm very thorough and detailed with all of my paperwork. They know exactly who it's coming from. My lenders also called like the listing agents just to kind of tell them that my client's assets have been verified. They're fully pre-approved. It's not a pre-qual.
Mm-hmm.
those things matter. They do. So that's what I would suggest. But, you know, being out there for sure and just, you know, reaching out, always ask a question. Like, don't ever feel worried to, you know, ask a question or just introduce yourself. I'll never be like, oh no, sorry, I don't have time for you.
Yeah.
You know, especially the newer agents. I always welcome them to kind of come in and have a conversation.
Yeah, it's almost good to hear that connection because then, you know, they're like you said before, you know, when you see someone making the effort, you're like, okay, I got a better feeling about this. It may not be 100% all in right now on them, but you know, they submitted the offer. It was nice. It was clean. It was well done. Everything was there. The pre approval was there.
Mm-hmm.
They called to follow up. They're showing that activity. You're like, okay, well, this is going to set a trend for the entire transaction.
Right.
I'm more likely to, you know, lean towards that.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, a lot of the things, so like I look at that heavily too, like when I receive offers and I even say to the other agent, I said, I'm a very transparent. I'm a communicative agent. Mm-hmm. I hope you're the same, right? So I do like kind of look to see if they'll say the same thing back.
Yeah.
I will say that I had a instance where an agent, first of all, calls me, right? And my clients have a Ring camera on the front door and she's asking me for the keypad code and it's on the showing instructions, but she just didn't want to go into the showing time app. And she's saying the code out loud. And then I'm on the other line saying, are your buyers there? Can you please not say the code? And the buyer's standing right there and she's just yelling the code out. And then she takes the phone. She's like, yeah, I got it. Bye. And she takes the phone like this. and she mouths something not very friendly. Pleasant. Yes. Yeah. So, and my sellers were like, did she really say that? Yeah. And I said, listen, just, you know, don't worry about it. Just she's
another day.
Yes, she's having a bad day. I said, don't even worry
who knows,
about it.
Who knows what she's dealt with? Yes. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
But probably. I mean, like, you know, yelling the code out like that was extremely unprofessional, yeah, right? Absolutely. And, I will say she did submit an offer and it was not accepted. Mm. Yeah. So
there you go, karma.
I mean, just a little.
She put it out there, and you know, it just came back. So it is what it is.
So you never know who's watching. At you know, FYI.
Oh yeah,
that cameras was, in all houses.
You hear that quite a bit now. Yeah. So, is there sort of one habit or one tool, or say even just a simple mindset shift that you could say would be the biggest differentiator between someone who's going to kind of go down the path of success versus maybe getting stuck or hitting a ceiling or you know, not getting to the level they want to?
I mean, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I have the 5-minute journal.
Okay.
That is my favorite thing. Yeah, and
I'm not too familiar with that. Why don't you talk about that?
It's just like a little journal. I'm not huge on spending hours writing, you know, my thoughts down. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, very quick kind of person. Like I have a routine. And I like to stick to it. But this is... It asks you, like, you know, things that you're grateful for, what would make today great, and like a daily affirmation, and that's in the morning. And then in the evening, it asks you, like, your highlights of the day and what you learned. So I spend about 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening just reflecting on my day. And again, the things that, like, I'm grateful for and what would make today great, I feel have worked tremendously into me subconsciously manifesting you know, where I'm at today. And I started this in December. So, you know, I don't want to share because my journal is very private to me. But there's a few things that I've written in there that have really come to fruition today. And, you know, it's just funny how strong your mind or powerful actually is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just, you know, again, if somebody's struggling, especially mindset is a huge factor. And I didn't think that until I felt like last year towards the end of the year, I was feeling defeated.
Yeah.
And I started writing in my journal and it really changed. The other thing I will say is I definitely don't drink as much as I used to. That is a huge factor too. I've been very busy.
Good thing or bad thing?
It's a great thing.
Okay, good.
It's an absolute, like, you know, again, if you could do once a week, because again, we are in real estate. So every happy hour, every, you know.
Don't make it a crutch. If it's a social event and you know, yeah. But
yes, pick and choose. But I mean, not drinking has also made me incredibly busier.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. And how can people connect with you online? I assume social media is the best way.
Instagram would be the best way. I mean, you can also find my number anywhere if you Google me. Obviously, my name is not common.
Not you creepy people, just the people not that actually creepy. Want to.
Those happen to me too.
I'm sure they do.
Yes. I'll share those on social media, actually.
maybe we don't want to encourage that type of behavior.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. I don't want to attract
so nice people only, please look up and we'll post the information as well. So thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I thank you for having me. Right, we'll I'm a little you. Bit, you know, I don't know. I was supposed to get a coffee. I don't know.
Oh, it's waiting for you in the lobby.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be brought to
you. I'll have your assistant bring it out right now.
Hello. Where's my coffee?
Maybe they're getting it.
Oh, you see, that's taking too long.